It's time once again for Insight with Jack Sogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Sogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Sogler.
Oh.
I pointed at you, Jack.
It's your turn.
It's my turn.
You forgot, didn't you?
I did forget. No, there was some music coming on.
So. Well, it was still the intro.
It was still the intro.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Welcome home.
Welcome home. Welcome back. It's fantastic to be back in the saddle again, as Gene Autry said. I think that was Gene, wasn't it?
Pretty sure it was.
Yep. And so, anything changed around here in the past month?
Well, it got colder and warmer and colder and warmer and colder and warmer.
Yeah, I know it. And that is.
And you missed all
weather
of
that. In Ohio.
Yep. So, did you miss us?
Tremendously. Especially Rocker.
Yeah. So, you know, you could have just cut your vacation short and come back after a few days.
I didn't miss him that much.
Oh.
Plus, the first week of the weather was kind of chilly down there. So,
you might as well have been here.
Yeah. I might as well. So, but we are back in sight. And we have in studio very special guests. We have a candidate for the Mercer County Commissioner, Mr. Dave Penno. Hello, Dave.
Hello, Jack. Thank you for having me today.
It's fantastic to see you here. And I, you thought, and I know that Neil spoke to one of the candidates a couple weeks ago.
Yep, Andy Schwederman. That one is in the archives.
Yep. And then I believe that we have Mr. Miller scheduled for next Wednesday.
Correct.
And the election is coming up on March 19th.
Yep, the Tuesday after next week. So, okay. Yep.
So
2 weeks.
So I tell you what, Dave. Let's kind of have a getting to know Dave Penno type of a discussion here. So, tell us about you. Where were you born? Where did you go to school? Kids, family.
I was born in Core, Ohio, so I was a Cavalier. So
you were a Cavalier.
Cavalier. Born in Coldwater, stayed in Core. Actually, I grew up west of Coldwater, so a half mile west of Coldwater. This is the farm, so grew up on a farm. I married my wife, Kendra. She was from Minster, so she's a nurse at Mercer Health.
Fantastic.
Yep, she does a good job there. I have three kids. I have a daughter, Rachel, who's in college right now. She's going to Ohio Northern. I got a boy that's a senior in high school, so just proud of him. He just won FFA skill competition, got third place in the FFA in district, so he gets to go to state in April, so that's a good thing. So
awesome.
And I got a younger boy that he's an eighth grader, and he's in everything. Every kind of sport you can imagine, he's in it. So
fantastic. So they definitely keep you and your wife hopping here, so that's cool. So you born and raised in Coldwater. Where do you work?
I work at Trueland Equipment. I'm a diagnostic specialist, so we have 18 stores, and I handle all the mechanics of all 18 stores. If they got a question, they call me, and we try to figure out the problem. So
fantastic. And how long have you worked there?
30 years, just about. So.
Oh, my. Mm-hmm. So damn near right out of high school.
Yeah, before high school. So
I was going to say, you look like you had to start when you were about 10. You don't look like you could be working anywhere for 30 years.
I'm 50 years old, so yeah, I had a 50-year-old birthday this year. So,
well, fantastic. So it's like, okay, so here's a guy, and this is your first run at any public office, correct?
That's correct. I'm not a politician, but I'm trying to be one. So,
and I know that this thought process probably started about a year ago at this time.
It started a little bit more than that. Yes, we decided to go out and fill out the. Got the signatures to run, and I seen they needed some changes in the county. So I used to run Mercer County EMS for 9 years, and the EMS system definitely needs some help. We know St. Henry has fixed their problems. Fort Recovery voted on a levy with Marion to get it fit their end fixed, and they're paying their employees to being paid on call. Well, the rest of the county has not done that yet, and volunteers is harder and harder to get.
Yeah.
And I used to run from work all the time when we were in rescue squad, and it I paid for it out of my own pocket, you know, and it cost a lot. So leaving work, and I understand it, and I see there's needs for changes. So when I was president of the Quarter EMS, we tried to make some changes, and we had some meetings with township trustees and the county officials at the time. They did not want to do anything at that time. So I see that there's a big need for changes right now. Yeah. So we're going to try to do this. Rockford definitely needs help the worst. They get covered by Salina a lot, so we're trying to go help them out. I think there's some, if we can bring training into TriStar, so we got a nursing program into TriStar. If we can bring an EMT program into TriStar, so when these kids are seniors and they can take it, you imagine how many more volunteers we can have. And that's talking Fort Recovery area, Salina area, Marion. We can have tons of more volunteers, maybe. Yeah.
Now, if I understand correctly, to take the test and to qualify for the various things, you have to take classes, and those cost money. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And so if we could get that at TriStar, where they would get it with their high school thing, or at least get a bunch of it, so it wouldn't have to cost them money and time, you'd probably have a lot better chance of getting some, because when they get out of high school, get a job, you know, then life happens and you don't really necessarily have the time to go do that, even if you would want to.
Correct. And the county charges if you don't serve them for 2 years. And I think that's wrong, because you don't know if you can handle it or not. I've been on a run with a person that could not handle a death. You did not know that at the time. So why should we make them pay it back when they tried to volunteer? Now, in the fire service, they send the guys to school. They don't have to pay it back. We're just volunteers. We take the classes, and it's done. So I think the EMS, there's needs to be fixes. There's things that can be fixed. Our director has not been into school since COVID. She quit going in and telling about the program, about being EMTs, especially if you hit these kids when they're young. I know a lot of the fire departments around the area have junior programs. Fort Recovery has one. Mm-hmm. Quarter has one. St. Henry has one. Marion has one. I know Rockford has one. The junior program of the fire department brings firefighters into us. So these juniors become firefighters later on. So it's a way to help the community. And I have them ideas. Hopefully we can get, if I get voted on to be commissioner, we can make some changes here. So
are you still an EMT?
No, I'm not an EMT. So I'm still a firefighter. Been a firefighter for 19 years, but kids, life came in the way of that. So I started before I had any kids, and about when they got I think 6 years old, that was about. You're just a lot. So we used to have training and get continuing ed hours, so you have to keep up your continuing ed. And we used to have it at Salina Firehouse. Worked out really well. You go there on Thursday, get your. They stopped doing them trainings, and you'd have to leave the county to get your training. So we'd have to go to Toledo. Well, when you was younger, you could do that. But when you're getting kids, now you want to do vacation with your kids and stuff, it's very hard to do that. So
sure. So explain to me the process, and I think that you just did a little bit. But I'll tell you what, before we go into that, let's take a real quick break and come back, and we'll talk about how you decided to run for the county commission. So we'll be back right after this.
Ooh, good tease, Jack.
Thank you, Neil.
Stop by Brick Street Tavern for some great supper specials during Lent. You can choose from a 3-piece fried pollock dinner, a 1 or 2-piece baked cod fillet dinner, or an 8-piece sauteed jumbo shrimp dinner, and all their dinners come with their salad bar and your choice of potato. And for lunch on Friday, they'll have their 2-piece fish dinner. You don't need to stand in line to get some great fish this Lenten season. Just stop into Brick Street Tavern and let their smiling faces bring your meal to you. Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Mercer County Board of Elections would like to remind voters that in-person absentee voting will begin on February 21st in the Mercer County Courthouse Auditorium located at 101 North Main Street in Salina, Ohio. There will be extended hours through the early voting period, which ends at 5 p.m. on Sunday, March 17th. You can check the Mercer County Board of Elections website for more information on the hours as well as other voting information. We are your trusted source for all things related to voting.
If you missed the free distribution of Eclipse Viewing Glasses on Saturday, March 2nd at our library, it's not too late to get yours. They're still available at all the county's libraries during regular library hours until they're gone. The eclipse will occur on Monday afternoon, April 8th, and you'll want to be properly equipped to see it safely. Watching the eclipse without adequate eye protection can cause temporary or even permanent eye damage. Sunglasses are not proper eyewear for directly viewing the eclipse. So if you weren't able to get up to the library during their drive-through handout, all you need to do is stop by one of the libraries in the county and pick up your free eclipse viewing glasses.
Just let me know when it's time.
It was time 5 seconds ago.
We're back. Talking to Mr. Dave Penno, the candidate for Mercer County Commissioner. And Dave, before the break, we talked about your interest in the EMT, and I think that connection with the county commissioners kind of stirred your interest to a certain extent, but there's still... Talk to me about, like, the process that last spring or so, you said, you know, I'm going to fill out that sheet and get the names and decide to run. So, how'd you do that?
Well, I decided I thought I would be a good candidate. I feel that I'm very well down to earth, so I know a lot of people, talk to a lot of people. People who talk to me tell me I'm a straight shooter, so that's a good thing. So I'm not a politician by no means, so I do shoot it straight. So some of the process was there were things that need to be fixed. I seen it needs to be fixed, and I think I'm the guy that can get it fixed. I am a guy that does a lot for the community, and I'm one of them guys when something needs to be done, they ask me, and I do it. I'm very... volunteer for a lot for my community. I'm one of these guys that are busy, but being busy, you always ask a busy guy and he'll get the thing done, it seems like. So there's guys that are in all the committees, and I seem to be one of them guys. So we're hoping that can help, and with my experience in that aspect, we can get things done and get things corrected. So if there's a problem, we can get it fixed. That's what we're looking for, just solving a lot of small issues.
So what did your wife think of this?
My wife knew I was interested in being a politician years ago before we got married. I said, someday I might run. My dad tried to run for township trustee years ago, and it was always in the back of my mind. So she knew. She said, do you remember what I told? She told me, and I said, nope, I forgot all about it, and we just leave it at that. So
yeah. So you decided that you were going to run, and then the past probably 9 to 12 months have been, I'm sure that your life has been overcome with campaigning.
Yes, it's been nuts. Parades, a lot of parades. So we did the parades that we could get. We still got one more to do. We're going to do St. Henry coming up in the 17th. Yep. We did all the township trustee meetings, did village council meetings. I still got one to do yet before election, but that's fine. I can still get that done. So we did all them stuff, meeting a lot of people, talking to a lot of people. The problem is now people coming up to me know who I am.
Yeah.
I don't know who they are. So you got to ask them, hey, you know, who are you? I'm sorry, I forgot your name. And it's just like, I was eating at the Willow yesterday, and somebody came up and asked for a sign. Asked if I had any election signs. I said, no, sorry, I got them all put out already. So I'm spending all my campaign money. It's all coming out of my own pocket. I did not have a fundraiser. So we spent $6,000 to campaign, and that's all I'm spending. I have to cut it off somewhere.
Well, this job doesn't pay that much. So, you know, you have to, you know, kind of take that into consideration too.
Yes, correct. I'm still going to have to keep my job that I have too. Yes. So, yeah.
So has it been what you thought it was going to be as far as the campaigning, the meetings, getting out there to know the people? Has it been what you thought it would be?
Yes, most of it's been what I thought it's been. There's been I figured there'd be some complaining, and if you hit the certain people, you find it right away. And some people just want to vent, and I learned that, and you just have to hear them out. So, next person, it's amazing how many people come out and want to support a candidate. People I didn't know comes out and say, "Hey, they know I'm pro-life." And I've been a pro-life, done stuff, sold roses at church, worked at the fair, pro-life booth, and go to the sweetheart dance, and they know I was pro-life, and a lot of people came on board right away. So
yeah.
They just want that mindset of a conservative, pro-life, down-to-earth thinker, you know.
Yep. Well, and I think in Mercer County, if, like, you take that path, you've got about 80% of the people covered there, you know. I mean, that just tends to be the way most of the county thinks, you know. So you talked about the fact that there are some things that need fixed, okay? And you mentioned the EMT with the pay and the training and how we can improve that program. What else would be on that list?
Infrastructure. So widening the roads. So farm equipment, semi trucks. So every farmer has a semi truck now. These back roads, these county roads, it's going to cost a lot of money. We realize that. We realize we're going to have to get grants to afford some of this. But if we continue to do road widening and spend our money wisely, we ain't going to look like Indiana roads. We'll eventually, it might take 10, 15 years, but the roads will look a lot better around here. So you get on some of these back roads, the ditches have not been filled in yet. They're still very steep. A car gets in an accident, it's very dangerous for, you know, you don't want your loved one to get over in a car accident, roll over and have an accident. So if we can work on the infrastructure, we know we have to work closely with township trustees. We know we don't have all this budget, but if they're doing something and we're doing, county's doing something, we work together, you know, maybe a little bit cheaper and get it done. So
I am going backtrack here just a bit. So out of high school, did, like, you go to college after that?
Yes, I went to Northwestern College now.
Okay.
So out of Lima. So I went 2 years there. So got it in auto diesel mechanics. So
oh, good.
That's why I went into school. So I was in TriStar, loved it. That's what I fell into and worked at True Land Equipment for a long time. So
fantastic. And I'd say that has served you well.
Correct.
Yes. So, you approach this as a county commissioner, okay? You're from Coldwater, okay? What do you have to offer Fort Recovery, Mariah Stein, Rockford, any of those places?
Well, what I have to offer, at least what I hope so. So when I worked out of a shop on the road, I was in a lot of the areas, so I know a lot of the farm areas out here. But I used to serve actually on Chickasaw Fire Department for 3 years. I was a first responder for Maria Stein, so I ran EMT out there because I worked over there for 3 years. So I did help out that part of the community. Over here, what do I have to offer them? I'm going to have to offer them my support. Whatever we can do, if they have a problem, we got to fix something. Most time, though, the county commissioner doesn't handle nothing in the towns. The village council handles all that. We just more infrastructure bills, road cleaning, snow removal, and stuff like that. So things I've done for Fort Recovery, though, the Jubilee. I guess they was having trouble with the ride company last year. They needed some entertainment. I offered up my putt-putt golf Of course I have. So Amy Wendell got a hold of me, and I said, yes, you guys can use it. So her father-in-law came down with a closed trailer. We brought it down here. So I don't know if you went to the Fort Recovery Jubilee last year, but there was a putt-putt golf course. It came from me. So fantastic. I donated that. So
yeah. Well, and I think it's important for people to know that while this is your first public office, this is certainly not your first venture into being a public servant.
That is correct. So I started the Mercer County Cancer Corn Maze in 2017. So how that started, I had cancer in 2015. I had kidney cancer. It's actually stage 4 kidney cancer. So I was given 6 months to live. So I'm still sitting here. So,
wow.
I got on an experimental immune therapy drug, which worked. I've been cancer-free since 2017. So, yes, we got to knock on wood. Yes, let's hope it never comes back. So, yes, there was a lot of trips to Columbus. So the Cancer Association helped pay the mileage. Mercer County Cancer Association will pay the mileage trips back and forth. So I had seen a hope to give back. I asked Valerie Heitkamp if there was a way to give back. She goes, she'll see if there's anything to do, you know, with Hope Fest, or we can help out. One day I was standing, we grow sweet corn for the KFCs, Core KFCs. I donate a half acre of sweet corn out every year. And the late Jack Winning, we always made a path, and he made a path in my field. And for some reason, we used to love going out to Mencho for farms, and they used to have corn maze. They didn't do it anymore, and it just hit me. It's like, maybe this is a way to get back. And I don't know if it's God telling me to do this or what, but it was a way to get back. So they did do a fundraiser for me in Coldwater when I had cancer, so I had to give back to this community somehow. And so since this, we started out the first year, we did okay. I mean, it wasn't great. We was just in a sweet corn field the first year. So, remember, it started on a half acre. Our corn box was 4 foot by 4 foot. Now the corn box is 12 foot by 12 foot. That just tells you how much we've grown over the years. Over every year we've grown and kept on getting bigger and bigger, but weather matters. One year we lost a weekend, the next year we... Two years ago, we lost a Sunday, but we still donated $23,000 to the Cancer Association. This year, we donated $31,000 to the Cancer Association.
So, that's amazing.
So in total, over 6 years, we donated $112,000. Now, it's not all me. It takes 200 volunteers to put this on. I am the leader of the volunteers. Basically, I just tell them what to do, and they get it done for me. Yeah. How about that? So, yes, I do cut the corn maze out. We have 5 people that come out and cut the corn maze. And so if you got young kids, first 2 weekends after Labor Day, it's out west of Coldwater on 219, and we do it from 12 to 7 every year. And it is a very family-friendly event. So,
and that is... every weekend the month of October?
September, the first 2 weekends of September after Labor Day.
So,
we do it early because I farm. I still farm, still got to get the crops off. We don't want to push it. And a lot of people help me out are farmers. So we have to do it around our schedule. So we did it early.
Sure.
So yes, the corn sometimes ain't totally yellow yet. It's still a little green in it, but it works. It is amazing. Every year somebody donates something to me and comes up. And there's a guy from Fort Recovery donated a bounce house to me and said, hey, you know what? You might as well keep it. Just keep it. You use it every year. Just keep it. And if I need it, I know where to find it at. Now, where do you get that kind of donation from? But from a community like this that supports everybody. It's amazing. So I have tents donated every year, different people. Neighbor brings over bales of straw. I have another guy who brings over a whole wagon load of straw for us. One year we had wetness, and he goes, I'll bring you another wagon load of straw. We'll just dump it out on the – so we continue to have it. It was amazing.
Fantastic.
Yep. And cancer has affected a lot of people in this county. So, and a lot of people didn't know about the Mercer County Cancer Association. I did not really – I never thought of – people had cancer but never thought of, yes, you hear things, but my neighbor actually died of cancer – and she died of cancer, and her husband came over and told us about it, and that's how we got hooked up with them. So that's how this all got started. So, and for all my work of this, last year I was received Mercer County Citizen of the Year for Mercer County and Salina Chamber of Commerce. So I was very impressed. It was an honor to receive it. So
that is cool, and you know, and I'm sure that it wasn't just because of the corn maze, too. Because, I mean, I know that with your work for being an EMT, you're active. You know, I think you're active with the with the KFCs. I think you've helped out at the Neil, what's that softball thing?
Oh, the muscular dystrophy tournament.
Yeah, so when you take all of that stuff and people see your face and they know your name and they know that you're here to do good things, I think it's easy to recognize you for that. That is...
No, I actually misspoke. It is no longer the muscular dystrophy tournament. It's the multiple donations tournament. They give a percentage to multiple dystrophy, but they also give a whole lot to almost probably 80% or more to local families in need, kind of like our Christmas show.
Gotcha.
So that's just a really good thing, and it's awesome.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the job of a county commissioner, what you see it as, and if you have a platform, what your platform might be. So we'll be back right after this.
Klingchern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingchernandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingchern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274.
Hello, this is Amy Wendell, Secretary of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce. We would like to invite you to celebrate some of Fort Recovery's most valuable community members on Sunday, March the 10th, at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria for the annual Chamber Banquet. Doors open at 5:30 p.m., dinner to be served at 6 p.m., and presentation of awards will begin around 6:45 p.m. Tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Mercer Savings Bank, First Financial Bank, Park National Bank, and the Village Hall. Tickets are $15. The Chamber and the local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet Sunday, March the 10th at 5:30 p.m.
Hi, we're the Lady Indian softball team.
I'm Callie Wendell.
I'm Kenzie Garkey.
And I'm Brittany Tubby.
And we're having a raffle, and all the prizes are cash. $100, $200, $300, $400, and the grand prize of $500 cash.
We'll draw the winners at our first home softball game, scheduled for Monday, March 25th. And you don't need to be present to win. The tickets are just $10 each, and you can get them from any of our players or coaches.
Don't miss this chance to help out our Lady Indian softball team and take home some cash. That's the Lady Indian softball team's cash raffle. Tickets are on sale now from any of our players or coaches, and we'll be giving away $1,500 in cash at our first home game, scheduled for Monday, March 25th.
Good luck, and we appreciate your support.
We're back. Insight. Jack Stogler talking to Dave Penno, candidate for the Mercer County Commission. So, Dave, first of all, to understand this election, okay, you're running against who?
Brian Miller, who was a state park manager, Andy Swiggerman, who's a dairy farmer, and me.
And you. And then people will also see Rick Mollenkamp's name on the ballot, right?
That's correct. He is unopposed, so his term starts January 2nd. Our term would start January 1st.
So why did the three of you decide to run for one and not somebody run against Rick?
I really respect Rick. I seen Brian was running. I really wanted to run to change stuff at the time when I put my name in. So I was the second one to put my name in. And I think I have a chance to go against Brian and beat Brian, especially in this community, because this community really supports me. And I think that the southern part of Mercer County, I'm just saying, is our thought process is very same.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very community oriented. So, not saying the rest of the county,
sure,
county ain't, but we support things, and yep, we support things that come up and financially and everything else. And people know their neighbors around here. Yes, they do in some of the, out in the country, but when you get in to Salina, there's a lot of bigger, you know, people,
sure,
don't know their neighbors. So,
yep, yep. I mean, it's a you know, different culture there to a certain extent. It's, you know, bigger, and it's a, you know, little different feel than what you get in some of the smaller communities. So I think we touched on a couple of things. You know, so we touched on the roads. We touched on the EMTs. What else do you see as being high on the list of things that would be on your platform?
The sheriff department, getting more sheriffs in the county. So at night, they only got two patrols out there. Not enough. We know crime happens at night. We know it's expensive, but if we can afford it, and if there's an incident, just like there was a shooting in Salina, you know, where did the help come from? It came from St. Mary's, came from Salina. You know, if something happens, you want them to respond. And if two things happen in this county, you want them to respond. There has to be more out there.
Yeah. Yep. And I'll tell you what, it seems like you really don't have to spend much time in the papers or on the radio and find out. It seems like there's more and more things going on in Mercer County than what there would have been 5 or 6 years ago. Whether it's domestic violence or drug issues or see more and more weapons too. So,
correct. Seems like a lot of cars are getting broken into again. Cars are getting stolen. You get that report. You had a stranger going close to the school last week here in Fort Recovery.
Yeah.
You want law enforcement, and if he's tied up somewhere else, you want to have help out there. So I know you see sheriffs coming into town all the time. You see them come in here in the Fort Recovery. If you have a couple extra, what's wrong with it? I mean, yes, it costs a little bit more, but for security, when you need them, they got to be here. So that is on my priority, is probably supporting the sheriff in whatever way. Yep. And we're going to have a new sheriff. So Doug will be our new sheriff because he's running unopposed. So whatever he needs, we are, if it's reasonable, we're more than welcome to probably serve him and see what we can get to help.
And if you know Doug, you know he's a reasonable person.
And Doug was actually a co-worker guy.
Yeah.
So his brother was in my class, and Doug was in my FA with me.
Jeff?
Jeff was in,
I think that's only two boys in that family, I believe.
Yes, Jeff was in my grade. So I'm a co-worker boy, so yes, I do know them. So
yeah. So as you think about the budgets, okay, and you, one of the main responsibilities of the county commission is to establish budgets for the various for the various departments. How do you accomplish the things that you want to accomplish and not raise everybody's taxes?
Well, we just raised everybody's taxes, so now we got extra money, I think, going to be here. So now we got to use it wisely. We got to see what we're spending it on, and we got to make sure if this money dries up, if they change something, and it goes back down, and it might, because there's been talk about some relief. We got to make wise decisions. We cannot go in the red. We got to make sure we have a rainy day fund. Definitely needs set up. I think if you understand money and understand, well, I farm, so I do a budget. I make money farming. I mean, I pay bills, so I understand that aspect of it. So my mother was an accountant, so I think she taught me right when I was growing up. So I think I can help out in that aspect. I really think like our employees, our county employees, we are losing a lot of county employees. The pay of the factories have went up in the county because nobody can find employees, so they had to raise the pay to get them. A lot of county employees now are leaving. We're losing a lot of experience in the county. You take a guy who's got 5, 6, 7 years, you got to retrain. Do we really want to retrain these people, or do we think we need to keep the people we have and pay them what they're worth? That's what we got to figure out. So I was talking to the sheriff last night. I had a meeting with the sheriff last night, and Central Dispatch, the tenure of a dispatcher is 1 year. That is not good.
Yeah.
He said they got some pay raises there for them, but is it enough? Do we have to? When you call 911, you need to have an experienced person there. You can't rely on somebody inexperienced. You'd rather have an experienced person with an inexperienced person sitting beside you, not just one inexperienced person running it. Now, not saying they're not trained well, but situations come up. J&R Factory, that was a huge fire. The dispatcher who was in charge of that fire had to be overwhelmed. That was the biggest fire I've ever been on as being a firefighter in my life. I sat outside of this town out by Smith Fir Farm pumping water from 4:30, I think it was, to 12:30 at night. So filled more trucks than I've ever filled. So I understand we got to keep this county successful by keeping our employees here. So
fantastic. So as like you talked about meeting with the sheriff. What steps have you taken to gain a deeper understanding into the workings of the commissioner's office?
So we've had talks with Rick Mollenkamp. I have talked to Dave Buescher. I have talked with Jerry Laffin. Jerry Laffin says, whatever you need, we will help you out. If I got some more questions, we can call him. Jerry did a wonderful job. The joke was with me is I always wanted to run for county commissioner, but Jerry just never retired. So
yeah.
Jerry's 80 years old, I think, right now, around there. So now it's time. He's retiring, and there's a lot of experience going to be gone. He still remembers every single project and every bridge project that went on in this county. He is very sharp. Talk to him at basketball games all the time, you know, and really respect the commissioner job that they did. I don't think we've ever had a bad county commissioner. Let's hope it never happens. I think I can continue on success of that. There's been a lot of talk with a lot of politicians. I had to join to run. I joined the Republican Central. I was a Republican, but I joined the Republican Central Committee at an at-large member. Became a member of that when I decided I wanted to run. Had to call the Republican chairman and tell him I was going to run. Talked to Jerry Laffin. The first person I talked to was Jerry and asked him, you know, what it was all about and made sure.
Yeah.
I called Rick. Rick sat down and we talked on the phone for probably an hour about different stuff. So, which is good.
Yeah.
They're willing to share, and that's what I need. I'm not saying we won't make mistakes, and I might be the guy who makes the wrong mistake. I have talked to Greg Homan, talked to him about things that went on in the county, understand his side of things, and he was a guy that got voted out.
Yep.
And it's possible. So I hope I can win this thing. It's going to be a very hard race. So like I said, hopefully people will vote for me. I am, like I said, a down-to-earth person, and the people who know me know that I'm usually – anything I do, I end up becoming a leader in the organization. So,
see, when you said you talked to the Homan, okay, and he got you voted out. Did he give you any insight as far as what he'd have done differently or why he thought that happened?
He struggled during COVID. The COVID thing, probably some people didn't like how they were going about things. He was a strong-willed person, and some people believed in COVID, some people didn't.
Yep.
And if you get certain people in this county upset, you're probably not going to get elected, and that's how it is. So
yeah.
Did he do a wonderful job? Yes, he did a wonderful job as county commissioner. So
Very good. I'll tell you what, we're going to take another break, and we're going to come back and kind of talk about why would somebody from Fort Recovery vote for you? Okay? So we'll be back right after this.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Wayne IGA has you covered for Lent. Their Fish Fry Fridays are back with their great fish ready to go back in their deli on Ash Wednesday and every Friday during Lent. You can get their fish as dinners with two sides or get it by the pound. Either way, you'll have delicious fish without the hassle. And you can call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready for you when you get there. It's freshly breaded and fried all throughout the day, so stop by and get some of their great fish, available in bulk or dinners with your choice of several sides. Just stop in and grab some back at their deli or call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready to go when you get there. Wayne IGA Fish Fridays are back during Lent. Get in there and get you some. Fort Recovery Mayor Dave Kalp will be hosting a town hall meeting to discuss the recent increases in our real estate taxes and to answer questions about the assessment process, how taxes are calculated based on this assessment, and how this affects the various recipients of this tax money and where these funds are being spent. This meeting will be held on Saturday afternoon, March 9th at 1 p.m., and it's currently scheduled to be held at the community room at the high school. This meeting is open to the public, and they request that you let them know if you want to attend so they can find a bigger venue if necessary by calling the village offices at 375-2530 or by emailing frinfo@fortrecovery.org. The following officials have confirmed their attendance: Dave Walters, Mercer County Treasurer; Randy Grapner, Mercer County Auditor; Dave Busher, Mercer County Commissioner; Tony Stahl, Fort Recovery Superintendent of Schools; and Fort Recovery Village personnel, along with pending representation from the offices of State Representative Angie King, State Senator Matt Huffman, and U.S. Representative Bob Latta. Also invited are State Auditor Keith Faber's office and Ohio Governor Mike DeWine's office. The goal is to help us better understand the real estate process and who is the recipient of the current funds and any additional funds as real estate taxes increase. This is an informational meeting and will not be for the purpose of addressing individual bills or for trying to appeal an assessed value. The process to appeal an assessed value will also be explained. A general discussion by the officials attending will occur, followed by a question and answer period. Again, this town hall meeting is open to the public and will be held on Saturday, March 9th at the community room in our high school. And if you plan to attend, please contact the village officials at 375-2530 or email them at frinfo@fortrecovery.org so they can get the proper size venue to accommodate the citizens who want to attend.
Let me know when there's 10 seconds left.
There was 10 seconds, 15 seconds ago.
We're back. Talking to Mr. Dave Penno, the candidate, one of the three candidates for the Mercer County Commission seat that is coming open, along with Rick Mullenkamps, and Rick is running unopposed. We'll be voting on this on March 19th, so everybody get out and vote. So Dave, as somebody from Fort Recovery, why would I vote for you?
Well, I believe in safety of the community. That is one thing. I am a down-to-earth person. I am from a small town, too. I understand that we got to spend the money through the whole county, not just one area of the county. So we can't just focus on Salina. We can't just focus on constantly water treatment trains. We got to spend money on them, but we can't focus all of our energy there. We got to spend it wisely throughout the county, like I said. So hopefully I am a grand knight of the court of KFC, so a lot of people around here understand that. We got KFC across the road here. Yep. So I was past grand knight 3 years ago. I'm still trustee, so I'm hoping with all my experience in the community, what I do for the community as a firefighter, EMT, that they realize, Mercer County Cancer Corn Maze, that they realize I'm a very well-rounded person. I'm down to earth. I'm a leader in a lot of organizations that I do, and that I'll make wise decisions. So people know me, know that the Corn Maze has went very well. If you've been out there, understand we don't spend a lot of money on stuff. We've designed a lot of stuff ourselves. We know how to make money the right way, you know, instead of buying everything to make money on. So I'm just hoping that people see me for who I am, and not that I am a Republican pro-life. I really want to see that they see that I'm a down-to-earth person, that they can call me if they got a problem. Yeah, I'm a guy that can call all the time if I got a problem. And my phone number is 419-790-9186 if you want to call me. And you can call me and tell me you got a problem. It's probably going to be buzzing here shortly. Somebody will probably be texting me, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so that's why I think people should vote for me locally. So
fantastic. And so that's like, so it's like you try to look down the road, okay? And, you know, little old Mercer County isn't the same as it was 20 years ago. And part of your job as a next county commissioner is to plan on Mercer County and its needs in the next 10 years. So as you think about that, what changes or what challenges do you see coming up that'll probably land on your plate in the next 4 years?
Well, we know Mercer County Fair is pushing for the Grand Event Center. So, you know, we get the market hall done, the Grand Event Center. We're going to talk about, there's going to be new hotels need to come in. So Jared Ebbing's going to have to work very hard on, you know, recruiting people. Once that's up and we have all this entertainment. Now, I'm sitting people at the fair. I camp at the fair, 4-H advisor, love the fair. Sitting there, one guy goes over there. I love the guy, this comment from somebody, he says, I love living in the bubble of Mercer County. Unfortunately, the bubble's starting to change and getting a little bit bigger, but we still like the bubble.
Yeah.
And we still like being down to earth. So we know there's problems that's going to actually occur probably with the Grand Event Center of how we're going to house all these people. So we build it. Hotels are going to be next. Restaurants are probably going to come, especially for the area of Salina. So maybe some more B&Bs will open up for in the area and stuff to supply it. So,
okay, that's one. Are there others that you see as 5 or 10 years down the road, things changing, growing, that will fall on your plate?
Things that could see changing is money from the state. I know on the budget this year, we didn't get nothing. Hardly any money came to us. It all depends how you vote. If we're a Republican county, you vote Republican, it seems like money comes here if it's a Republican Senate and House. Yep. Talking to Angie King, I understand that we were not getting much out of the budget this year. So if you don't get much of the budget, guess what? We can't spend much to fix roads in this county and stuff like that. So there could be some big challenges.
Yeah.
Yep. And the bigger cities are changing. Their mindset has changed. It ain't good.
Yeah. Do you have any idea, like, what the annual budget for the county is that runs through the commissioner's office?
Not off the top of my head. Not exact numbers. I seen it, but I don't remember it off the top of my head. So it's millions. Millions.
Yeah.
So.
And then is the biggest majority of that raised from like the county sales tax, part of it property tax? What is that from?
Both ways. So sales tax, property tax, and then we got to divide it out from every single from sanitary to street department, county engineer, what we want, that money all has to be spread out. So they said February, January is their budget time. They're really working hard on the budgets. That's their biggest part, is trying to make everybody happy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. And sometimes you can't make them happy.
That's impossible, yes.
So everybody always wants a little bit more. So,
as you think about, I'm looking at my list of questions here. What have you learned in your jobs or in your volunteerism or your past experience? What have you learned that will make you a good county commissioner?
I've learned there's a lot of different people attitudes. You have to know what kind of personality they have and understand who you're talking to. So if they're excitable, you let them vent. Let them go. And that's just a person in it. He might be the one that goes tell 10 people down the street how he is. The next person is a little bit quieter, wants to tell you something, maybe a little shyer. You have to listen to them. You have to sit down and have a conversation with them. So some people might write you a letter. You have to agree. You have to look at it, and you have to take all this information in before you can consider. You can't jump to haste. Just a perfect example, I had a guy call me. He had a ditch problem, and he knows if I'm running, he wants it fixed. He says the county engineer messed up on the ditch project. Now, is it him saying that, or was it old tiles in the field? Now, I can agree with him or disagree. First, I'm going to have to get all the facts before you make a decision. Yeah, I can look into it, but I can't truly give him a decision,
sure.
So on them situations. So county engineer, we deal with a lot of county commissioners will deal with a lot of ditch cleanouts, road widenings and stuff. So all that ends up going onto our plate. So
how does county commissioner compare to like being on the school board where really, it's a school board's job to somewhat direct people to the principal or to the superintendent to get the answers that they need. Is like being a county commissioner along the same line?
It's along the same line. So we're going to have to, if we have to find a new director of a department, so we'll have to interview them, same thing, and let them run their department. But they're going to be the ones coming and asking for the money of the department. So first, we got to make sure we put good people in the departments if somebody does retire. I do know we just got a new airport manager full-time, which is good. So the airport might need to look, it was looking pretty rough over the years, and it needs some upgrades. And the commissioners decided if we put a full-time person in that position, that things can get done. Things can get fixed. Projects can get done. Just like talking to him, there's no way to fill big planes. So we get Tony Stewart, Eldora, all these race car drivers come in there. There's no way to fill these planes up there for the new jets. I did not know that. But just talking to him, understand. Now, it costs money to put that in. But now we have to look, is that something we can make money on? Because we're drawing all this traffic into the county at that time. So, yes, they're going to Dark County to the races, but they're still flying into our county. Yeah. So if we can get them for filling their plane up or something, that's money in our pocket. So
sure. Fantastic. So, Robert, do you have any questions?
Not on the top of my head, no.
So Dave, I tell you what, it's been an enlightening 45 minutes, almost 55 minutes. Let's take one more break, come back, and we'll give you one more chance to kind of share your spiel with the people of FR Radio, and I've enjoyed getting to know you.
Thank you.
So we'll take a break. We'll be right back, and we'll let Dave wrap things up, and then we will talk to the Rock Man.
Boars Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Boars, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Boars Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Boars Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
It's First Thursday at Stroll Appliance and Electronics. Strolls will be open until 7 p.m. this Thursday for your shopping convenience. You will always find a great deal on First Thursday of the month at Strolls. GE Appliances, Radio Shack Electronics, Scrapbooking Supplies are all at Strolls. 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
As part of the Eric R. Rogers Performing Arts Series, Arts Place in Portland will be hosting Instant Classic, a musical group featuring barbershop quartet-type harmony, a cappella music, and youth outreach. The show will be presented on Thursday evening, March 21st at 7 p.m. at Arts Place, 131 East Walnut Street in Portland, with refreshments being served starting at 6 o'clock. They'll perform a variety of music styles, including vocal jazz, musical theater, pop, and even rhythm and blues. The tickets are just $12 for adults and $5 for students. Don't miss this great night of musical entertainment with the musical group Instant Classic on Thursday, March 21st at 7 p.m. at Arts Place in Portland. Get your tickets now. The Jay County Civic Theater will be presenting Disney's Finding Nemo Jr. in early June, and the auditions are coming up on Tuesday, March 12th and Wednesday, March 13th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at Arts Place at 131 East Walnut Street in Portland. Callbacks will be Thursday evening, March 14th, and rehearsals will begin in early April. There are a number of roles available for this show and are open for anyone age 18 and younger. For the auditions, please prepare about 30 seconds of a musical theater song, and you can sing along with music from your phone or other portable device, and you will also be asked to read a few lines from the show's script. If you aren't able to get to the auditions on Tuesday, March 12th or Wednesday, March 13th, you can make other arrangements by inquiring at jcountycivic@gmail.com or by contacting director Jason McGraw. Make arrangements to get to Arts Place in Portland on Tuesday or Wednesday, March 12th or 13th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. for your audition to be part of Disney's Finding Nemo Jr., which will be presented in early June.
We're back. Wrapping things up with Mr. Dave Pano, candidate for the Mercer County Commissioner. Dave, it has been a fun, quick 55 minutes, and it's always interesting to have somebody that you've never met, and I don't think we've ever met before, you come in who's running for an office like this, and to learn their skills and their abilities and their experience, and you've done a fantastic job of sharing those. So, why don't you share with the people of FR Radio a bit about yourself and why they should vote for you here in a couple of weeks?
So, I've been a farmer, been living in this community all my life. I've served this community with many different projects, like we talked about, Mercer County Cancer Corn Maze, being an EMT, being a firefighter. So I've done a lot for this community. I want to continue to do this for this community. I think I can serve. I am a very smart, intelligent individual. I care about the community, and I care about the people in this community. So that's the one reason I think they should vote for me. So I think I'll make wise decisions, and I'll listen to the community. It won't just be about me. It will not be that way. So it's about everybody.
Fantastic. And I tell you what, I certainly wouldn't tell anybody out there who to vote for, but just in our discussion, I have no doubt that your intent and your qualifications are very honorable, and we wish you well in a couple of weeks.
Thank you for having me tonight. I appreciate that. So
fantastic. And So, Dave, you're more than welcome to stick around. We're going to do a rocker segment. I think we're going to take a couple of real short breaks here, Neil. Like just do like a 1 or 2 minute deal.
Yeah, about a minute or so.
We'll be back with Rocker right after this.
Hello, this is Amy Wendell, Secretary of the Fort Recovery Chamber of Commerce. We would like to invite you to celebrate some of Fort Recovery's most valuable community members on Sunday, March the 10th, at the Fort Recovery Elementary Middle School Auditoria for the annual Chamber Banquet. Doors open at 5:30 p.m., dinner to be served at 6 p.m., and presentation of awards will begin around 6:45 p.m. Tickets are available at Fort Recovery Insurance, Mercer Savings Bank, First Financial Bank, Park National Bank, and the Village Hall. Tickets are $15. The Chamber and the local businesses look forward to seeing you at the banquet Sunday, March the 10th at 5:30 p.m.
Here's a friendly reminder from your friends at Fort Recovery Radio. Daylight saving time begins this weekend. In the spring, we set our clocks ahead an hour, so this Sunday at 2 a.m., you would turn your clock ahead to 3 a.m. Again, daylight saving time begins this coming weekend, Sunday morning at 2 a.m. It will become 3 a.m. Just a friendly reminder from your friends at Fort Recovery Radio, nonstop Fort Recovery.
We're back. Rocker.
Hi, Jack.
It's so nice to have you back on the air.
Yeah, we were chit-chatting and we weren't really ready.
Oh, we weren't?
No.
Shocking.
So have we started yet?
Yeah,
we started. Oh, we're back on now.
yeah, we were started before we thought we were.
It's been a while, hasn't it, Jack?
And it's so what have you been doing while I've been away?
Well, it's been a few weeks where I was off the air, but I was here for at least one or two shots while you was gone. Are on hiatus.
Yeah. You miss me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. So what's your pop culture trivia like?
Oh, we're not there yet. Oh,
all right, we're saving that.
Okay. Mind you, this is we're on this day.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Well, not in this day, then.
Stay with me here. 1965.
I was 15.
See, this one you were here for. The hula hoop gets its patent, trademark patent.
What? We were using hula hoops in the 50s, not 65.
I'm just going by what I got here.
That is when it was patented.
I'm sure it was around the 50s.
Ah. Yeah, it was.
And
I promise you.
Who made the first hula hoop?
Whammo.
Very good.
Let's say they don't give his job to Jim.
Is that Fred Whammo?
I don't
know. Jim Whammo? Mike Whammo?
Okay, 2005. The Osbournes take over MTV as Ozzy and the family.
That Osbourne.
How many Osbournes are there?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I remember this show wasn't bad.
It wasn't.
Because if you actually listen to him talk, well...
Which you couldn't understand a word he said.
It was kind of...
But, you know what? Between Sharon having the brains in the family, there was no doubt that she was the business mind.
Yes.
And then Kelly was off in her own little world to a certain
and
extent.
And Jackie was Lord knows where.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was entertaining.
But it was kind of, seeing Ozzy as a dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just completely the reverse of what you saw in Father Knows Best and Leave It to Beaver and all.
Definitely. He was definitely no Hugh Belmont.
Ozzy was a different type.
You kind of have to put this under the heading of a train wreck.
Yes.
You can't look away from a train wreck.
Look away.
I never watched any of it, but
March 6th, 1981. Walter Cronkite signs off for the last time. Thus, also, CBS's credibility.
Yep. Well, they got Dan Rather in there. He was kind of credible, but he tried to be a showman. That's who everybody's been since then.
Had Walter waited 2 weeks, he would have had his last big news event.
Which was?
Reagan getting shot.
Oh.
If he waited 2 more weeks.
Elvis died.
No, Reagan got shot.
Oh.
Wait, Ronald Reagan. Remember him?
Yeah.
He was the president once.
The whole Hinckley.
Yeah.
Jody Foster.
When did Elvis die?
Here we go.
August 16th, 1977, and about probably 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
I thought it was afternoon.
So, Dave, name a famous person that's no longer with us.
And he'll tell you what year they died.
And he will tell us what year and probably what month he died.
And maybe...
Dick Van Dyke.
He's still alive there, genius. Oh, okay.
John Wayne.
John Wayne.
It was June of 79, I believe. Mayor June of 79.
Mayor June of... Neil, look it up.
I'm going to look it up, but I don't know why I'm bothering.
All right.
We'll finish this dog and pony show. Now, my trivia question.
Yes.
What was James Dean's car's name?
Harold knows this.
James Dean's car. I didn't know he named his
was
car.
Was it a girl's name?
No.
Was it a color? Was it a color?
Color.
Like,
it was gray.
But is that part of the name?
No, it wasn't the name.
Okay.
So it was June of 1979.
Did it have to do with music?
What's that?
Did it have to do with music?
No. I'm guessing you're probably not going to get this.
Well, then why in the hell did you ask me?
I thought of the bright mind that you have.
This had better be good.
Little Bastard.
You got it.
What?
Little Bastard is right.
What was it?
Little Bastard.
Wow.
How did you know that? Oh, you saw it on his list?
No, it's not on it. I did that for a reason.
Why?
So Bubba couldn't look at it.
Yeah.
And cheat.
Oh.
So how do you know?
Matt Rickard.
Huh?
Matt Rickard goes to the James Dean Festival every year.
I've been there a bunch of times, never knew there was a name for his car. Mm. Little Bastard.
So is that the one that he wrecked and died in?
Yes.
Oh.
It was a Porsche Spyder.
Probably called it worse than that.
That's probably why he called it that.
And that car has a curse added to it, too.
Mm. Yep.
Everybody's ever had it. Yeah, 99.
I'm going to guess that probably not really that many people had it after he crashed it.
Well, you know, it's a collector's item, so people use it and like they... Yeah, and it's still, well, it's a replica now, but...
Oh, I was going to say that, because if he wrecked it and died in it, it's probably not fit to drive.
Blood and guts in it.
Yep. Ew. Got gizzard on the steering wheel.
Every birthday times.
All right.
Oh, it's not, by the way, it's not my birthday this week.
Thank you, Neil.
You know, I do celebrate my birthday on St. Patrick's Day.
Luckily Irish to you.
Yeah, it's not my birthday, but that's when I celebrate it.
Tuesday, Megan Shane and Chad Wendell.
Happy birthday, all Megan, right, and Chad.
And then today we got Teresa West Curtis.
And Teresa West Curtis.
Also, now, of course,
there's
this...
A bunch of them today, I think.
Bill Kanapke.
Bill Kanapke.
He owns this building.
Yeah, that's it.
And Willie Worms. Bill Worms.
Bill Worms.
Billy Worms.
He's a technical roofing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Since in the daytime.
He's Sparky Worm's brother. Did you know that?
Oh, I know Sparky.
Well, this is his brother.
Who is the citizen of the day?
Oh, this is one near and dear to Harold's heart.
All right.
Journey Joy Feely.
Journey Joy.
All right. How old is she? Two?
She just turned one, wasn't it?
Oh, that's the young one.
Yeah, the little one.
Yeah. Hope she celebrated.
She's about taking some steps.
All right.
So, Jack, how'd you think that went?
That's beautiful.
I'm still waiting on the celebrity birthdays.
Well, I cut those because nobody give a crap.
Oh, we love it. We love it.
That's the only thing that kept me coming in here every Wednesday was to find out whose celebrities had birthdays that day.
Yeah, so you have to put that back.
Shaq's birthday today.
Well, happy birthday, Shaq. How old is he? 38?
56, I believe.
Oh, I was off a little bit.
Well, Bubby, got any guests tonight?
We got the seniors.
You got the seniors. Hey, fantastic.
Bunch of them.
So everybody, stay tuned for Bubba and Bean Sports Talk for future County Commissioner Dave Penno. We hope, right?
We hope.
Rocker, Jack, and Neil. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard.